are now listening to Lower Road Radio.
Hey, welcome one and all to the number one podcast, winter, spring, and fall. Talking sports for the thrill of it all. Hey, talking life, but we're killing it all. Jason and Dan with the master plan. These are dangerous men with the mic in the hand. Ha, bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Radio.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What?
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
Yeah.
Dad life, good life, bright lights in sight. All right.
What? Bonafide winners everywhere that we go. You're a part of the team.
Lower Radio.
Let's get it.
What?
At Sinagra, win the walls, fell again. This is Dan Owings coming at you another time.
Yes.
For Low Road Radio with my co-host, as always, Jason. How you doing today?
Take number two. It's almost as good as take number one.
If take number one was, like, amazing.
Yeah.
Until we found out that our producer was not producing.
She forgot to hit publish.
Turns out, if you want to publish something, that's a big part of it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not a producer.
No.
So I can't criticize
her. We're what you call the talent.
Yeah. Can I do what she does? Sure. Can
she? It doesn't take a monkey.
Can she do what I do?
Probably.
I don't know.
Probably.
But either way, these are the seats. And
yeah.
We're in a new studio.
Yes.
I had to run over to the Lowerwood Radio studio before in the middle of all the setup because we left some stuff there.
Right.
So I just came back from there. But we set up in my kitchen with my pretentious... One of the running themes of the show is that I'm pretentious, right?
It's true. It's not a gag.
So I'm drinking out of a Yeti cup. That's pretty pretentious.
Yes.
Right?
Uh-huh.
Because...
With the record player in the background?
There's a record player in the background. When you showed up... This was the theme music to the setup.
On vinyl.
That's not bad as far as theme music go.
It's aight.
What?
It's aight.
This is a great soundtrack.
It's aight.
Whatever. Well, either way, we're here.
Yes.
And we're going live on YouTube. And we're just here to bring you entertainment. So earlier today, I was... driving, as you do, and I was looking for something to listen to, and I distinctly did not want to listen to anything.
Well, it's hard to get the record player in the car.
Well, I've tried, and it's
set it on the dashboard. The needle bounces quite a bit.
It's been done before, but yeah. It's
I mean, hasn't been done
expertise
yeah.
than I currently have. So I was listening, trying to find a podcast, and I just wanted something to listen to.
Yeah,
that wasn't. I just didn't want to hear people talk about.
Coronavirus.
Oh, now we're not. They
did they take us down?
We're not allowed to say that.
Last week, no joke. We said it one time,
and then
we were down,
deplatformed, like Candace Owens on Twitter. Did you know that?
Yes. So stupid.
It is so stupid.
So stupid.
She's the most dangerous woman apparently on the face of the planet.
Okay, so for real,
yeah.
Does free speech or should free speech apply to social media?
Yes,
absolutely. Right,
100%.
It's not like it's a private... It is a private-owned company.
Well, it is. So, I mean, they can do whatever they want to do.
They have their in-house rules.
Yeah.
But the truth is, it really should be free speech.
Yeah.
As long as it's not hate speech.
Yeah, except...
There's a fine line there.
There is a fine line there. Because at some point, you could start defining hate speech broadly. Yeah. You know? Now, I mean, I don't... It's like the internet. The question is, should Twitter be like the internet? Or should Twitter be like... the New York Times, right?
Right.
So the New York Times is bound, like, they can be held.
They have a code of conduct.
Yeah.
Right.
What kind of content they produce, right?
Right.
So if once Twitter starts to regulate that, or Facebook, or Instagram, or whatever, then they have to, basically, they're rubber stamping everything that everybody says on their entire platform.
Right.
The better thing would be, which is what the internet
Free
does.
Free game.
Which is like KKK, you know, neo-Nazis.
We don't support any of that stuff.
No, of course we don't, but it's part of free speech.
Right.
The great thing about free speech is it shows who the idiots are.
That is true.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the KKK does a rally or whoever, you know, is you know, a group of people that don't use their brain. They go out and they do their thing and they have their free speech. And it's like, oh, yeah, okay, those are the idiots. Those are the town idiots.
Now, I do think there should be possibly a rating system. I don't think that's because I wouldn't want my kids watching a KKK rally on YouTube.
No.
But yeah. if you log in as a minor, I mean, maybe the content is filtered. I don't mind a filter. Yeah. I just don't mind I don't like the elimination of it.
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if you want to put a filter on Candace Owens to say whatever.
I guess. I don't think Candace Owens is the enemy here.
No, you know I don't either. So, I love Candace Owens. Yeah, I'd vote for her for president in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I'd vote for her over anybody.
How old is she?
She's pretty
young.
She's not old enough, I don't think. I think
will she be old
young.
Following the next one?
Like 2024?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. I'd vote for her in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think Trump would support her, too.
I would want
Trump
the
likes her.
Candace Owens, Ivanka Trump card.
That's the card.
Oh, in a heartbeat, I would vote for that. Yes. In a heartbeat.
Well, so we're sitting in my kitchen. I'm drinking out of a Yeti cup, which is pretentious.
Yeah.
I'm drinking coffee that I made in a French press.
Pretentious.
That I bought from IKEA. Yeah. Pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
And my record player is in the background. Pretentious.
Yes.
And this week, Jason, I've discovered a new... I thought I was a little pretentious before, but I discovered a new level. You ready for this?
Yeah.
I've been watching art documentaries. You?
Not like Bob Ross?
No. Where it's like there's this one called... It's like an American Experience, American Masters. It's about this guy...
PBS?
Wyeth. Yeah, it's okay. PBS. And, come on, what are we talking about?
Come on, it's Cavour, of course.
It's not a Netflix original. So it's PBS. It's about this guy named Andrew Wyeth, and he's this great American painter. And nothing is more pretentious than listening to art critics talk about great paint and why. I mean, in this documentary, he has this famous painting. It's a priceless work of art. It's just a kitchen table, a plate, a knife, and a cup. And then in the background, there's a window, and there's like a tree that's fallen down in the background. I mean, that's it. It's a pretty standard painting. Certainly better than you and I could do. I mean, there's no doubt about that. This is not like Jackson Pollock, like, you know, throwing paint.
I could do that
thing. Yes, you could. You could definitely do that.
I have done that.
So, I mean, there is some skill involved.
Okay.
And there's some light coming in from the window, like that's hitting sideways. And I listened to this guy talk about the light coming in from the window for like 5 minutes.
Okay.
And how the beauty and the majestic, like in the background, there was a log, and how the log had like sharp things coming out of it. And it was menacing. It was a menacing log, you know? And I'm just soaking it in. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just loving
super
it. Super
pretentious.
It. It's,
yeah.
It's really, really, I mean, I've watched a Jackson Pollock documentary too, and that one's even more pretentious because then you have to, I mean, at least Andrew Wyeth had talent. Like, he could actually do stuff. When you have to listen to people talk about how great Jackson Pollock is,
yeah,
when all he did was throw some paint, you know, on a canvas,
yeah,
and they talk about, you know, the layers of it and how, you know, it's, you know, it's not anything that anybody could do. He was a genius, you know? But I've been enjoying it. Because it makes me feel like a part of the intellectual elite, which is what I've always been striving for.
Did you watch that before or after reading the local newspaper?
Mm. Yeah, I still haven't pulled the trigger because here's the problem with my pretension. Now, if I was rich, I'd be the most, I'd be insufferable, so pretentious because I would just buy all of the pretentious things, you know.
Wall Street Journal delivered to your house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, I've been offered the paper, like the local paper here, for like $3 a month. And I'm like, I don't know.
It's not worth it.
You know, I don't have a bird, you know?
Yeah.
So but I do want the paper. And I do like the thought of sitting at this very table right here, drinking this very coffee.
Listening to some vinyl.
Listening to that record player while I'm doing this right here, you know? And reading the paper, and then maybe every once in a while yelling at the kids. I suppose if I had a pipe, you know, while I was reading the paper, you know, in some sort of robe, night jacket kind of a thing, you know, I don't know. I'm spitballing.
Plaid robe.
But all I'm saying is if I was rich, like I would be, like I'd have art on the walls. It would be, and I would, everybody that came in, I'd talk to about it and I'd explain why they don't understand it, but yet it's like really deep.
Mm.
So I've been enjoying that.
My, attempt at art.
Uh-huh.
This was, probably 6 or 7 years ago in Oklahoma. The church that I was at had a stage with a mural in like the baptistry.
Okay.
So the stage kind of had a little cutout.
Got it.
And a huge mural. And it was like mountains and the ocean.
Okay. All right.
And it was this like huge, awesome thing. Mm-hmm. And whoever did it.
It's a landscape.
It wasn't the Oklahoma landscape.
It was some sort of
It looked like
Colorado.
The rock combined the mountains with the ocean.
Mm.
Like, it didn't even make any
Oregon.
Sense.
Washington.
Maybe Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
Snow-peaked mountains. I mean, it was a pretty good mural.
Sure. As far as they
so
go.
So we're going to paint it over a dark, dark chocolate brown.
Okay.
Because we were redoing the whole thing.
Wow. What a just...
I know. So...
Slap in the face of somebody who spent a lot of time on that.
A lot of time and probably a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it was like 100 years ago and
paint
it's stupid.
Ain't cheap.
So,
know?
In an effort to be funny, I took my brown paint and I drew a stick figure and a boat.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
oh, yeah.
Look, it's Jesus in a boat.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I waited about an hour.
Oh, that's just, I see where this is going. Yeah.
And we couldn't paint over top of it.
No, you couldn't.
It was bad.
Yeah.
Jesus in a boat still lives there today because
you can't
kind
of see it through the paint job.
We paint 35 layers over it.
Yeah.
And you still see Jesus in the boat.
Did you try some sort of...
No, I didn't do anything.
Okay.
No. We just kept on painting. There's like 35 layers on it.
Before I knew anything about paint, now I know, but... Before I mean, I could have told you when you were doing that, like,
I didn't
this
know.
Is going to go through. Well, I made the same mistake before. I was painting an office with a guy. We were interns, and they had us paint the office, and he was a Michigan fan. So before he walked in the room, I wrote, like, Michigan sucks, like, on the wall with the paint, you know, when he walked in, and I'm just sitting there and cracking up. And, of course, we paint over it, and all of a sudden, Michigan sucks just, and we're like, we better put another layer, same thing, and 3-4 layers on that wall, Michigan sucks still made its way through. So
You left it like that?
Yeah, and Michigan still does.
Did anybody notice?
No, I think we hung something on the wall. Mm. I think we found a way to hide it, you know, from that standpoint. So, good tip, though. Here's a good tip. You know, don't write things on the wall unless you want them to come through.
Yeah,
I mean, there are ways around it. You know,
you could sand it down.
Yeah, you could get some. What's the word I'm looking for? The
plaster.
No, well, I mean, you could get some stain blocking paint.
Right.
You know, and I mean, there's some things.
Just
that you
don't
could do.
Do it.
Just don't do it. It's fun. It seems like a lot of fun at the time.
It's awesome once.
While you're doing it, you're giggling. You know, it seems like a great thing.
After the fact, when it was something important,
mm-hmm.
not a great idea.
Then when it's the centerpiece of your entire church, not great. Not great.
Yeah.
Man, this coffee's good.
Is
you should have had some.
I see you have lights. You have, that's another pretentious thing.
Oh, yeah?
On the back of your TV, you have LED lights.
I do, yeah.
Yeah.
I do. It's a Christmas present, and so I decided to use it.
Just like seeing all
they
the little things.
They fade in
are,
and out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's and trust me.
You didn't grow up like this.
No, I didn't. But I trust that it was always inside me somewhere. You know, just that sense that I'm better than everybody else.
Yeah, you can think that.
Sorry. All right, Jason, every week we come in.
Yes.
And we got three things in our mind that we're just like, man,
I
don't talk about these three things on the internet, then I'm just going to explode. Yeah. What's your first thing?
I got two words for you.
I'm listening.
Murder hornets.
Oh, man. I thought you were going to say she wrote. I was like, that's three words.
Have you seen the murder hornet?
No, it's a murder hornet.
So I know you've seen it. They've discovered it in Washington. The state of Washington came over on the boat. They're from Japan. They're like Asian hornets. They're like 3 inches long.
Mm-hmm.
They're huge.
Okay.
And the reason why they called them murder hornets.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
It kills people?
It's killed 50 people in Japan last year.
Oh, geez.
But that's not why it's called that. They actually destroy beehives. Oh. They'll go into a beehive and literally sting and kill every bee.
Wow.
It's like they eliminate
bees.
Serial
killer.
It is a serial killer, except it's a hornet. It's not a bee.
Yeah.
So... obviously, everything. I'm surprised you don't watch it on the local news because it's been on the news lately.
I've not watched the news for 3 months. So,
I thought that was one of your pretentious
things.
It
was, but there are other factors.
Okay. Whatever.
Anyways,
I don't care about that.
The murder hornet. Something else for us to worry about.
Well, the coronavirus started dying off, so now you have to have something else.
Yeah,
murder hornet. I mean, murder hornets. Come on.
Murder hornet. I don't like the way that rolls off the tongue.
Murder hornet.
Yeah.
Murder hornet.
Murder hornet.
Murder
it just
hornet.
There's a better... The PR person for the murder hornet, I don't think is great.
Well, it was never called a murder hornet until it was discovered in the United States.
And it murdered people. Well, has it killed anybody in America yet?
Not yet.
Fingers crossed.
So it's on YouTube. I swear you sent me this clip. This was like 3 or 4 years ago.
Okay.
A guy has it, like, he caught one.
Oh, sure.
And he had one pinched, and he had it sting
him. I've seen that guy. He went through, like, the top 10 stinging things.
Yeah, so that's one of them. That was, like, the number one thing.
Well, I think the number one thing is the bullet ant.
Oh, okay. So this is, I think you sent me that.
Somewhere. There's also a tarantula hawk wasp.
Yeah.
Which is a crazy thing. It looks like the devil. They call it a tarantula hawk wasp because it kills tarantulas.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
I mean, a hornet that, like, seeks out and kills tarantulas is a nasty thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this guy, he's awesome. I don't know what his YouTube channel.
Cody Peterson or something like that.
If you just look up bullet ant, he'll be the first thing that comes up. And he catches one, and then he puts it on end of players.
Yeah.
And he's always, like, shaking. He's like, all right, here we go. And he presses it, and then he just screams.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that it's a lot of pain. I also think that he's overplaying it.
Oh, I don't know.
A little bit?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
Yeah.
So I watched the one about the murder hornet that he did like 3 years ago. 24 million views on YouTube.
Yeah, right.
I mean, and I've seen it 3 or 4 times myself. Sure. He like falls to the ground. He says, I'm getting dizzy. It welts up. There's a huge bump on his arm.
Yeah.
So the question was, how much money would it take for you to murder hornet sting your arm?
What are the chances that it's going to kill me?
Zero.
Okay. Like actual dollar amount. Like somebody's got cash in hand.
Cash
and
in hand.
Hornet in the other hand.
Yes.
$1,000.
I was thinking like 5,000, but I'd probably do it for 1,000.
Yeah. I mean, you know, if I'm just being honest.
200 or 300, maybe not.
Yeah, probably not 200 or 300. Depends on what day you catch me, though.
Am I hungry?
Is rent due? I think $1,000 I would do it. Now, that's guaranteeing that it wouldn't kill me. Now, let's say there's a 5% chance that it would kill you.
Yeah.
How does that change
the odds? Well, 5% is not that high.
Well, but it does change the money amount.
Maybe $10,000.
That was my number.
50% chance.
50. So 50, flip of the coin.
Flip of a coin.
That it's going to kill me?
Yeah.
This is like less than Russian roulette. This is like
Russian roulette's like 1 in 6.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Flip of the coin.
Flip of the coin.
Okay, wait a minute. But if it does kill me, I
your family will get the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. $15,000? No. I would say like, it would have to be. The kind of money that could not only like set up my family for the rest of lives, but like literally save lives. You know what I mean? Like it would have to like set up, like it would have to do good for the world in the way that I feel like many lives could be saved. You know what I mean? Like opening up like an addiction center that, you know, like gets people like off of alcohol and drugs, or like a homeless shelter, or like something that like helps battered women.
Okay, so what's the number?
So it'd have to be pretty significant. A 50-50 chance?
Yeah.
I'd say $50 million.
I was going to say $10
million. Yeah.
$10 million. My family or I get $10 million. I'd do it.
Yeah. My
wife would encourage it.
I was listening to Ben Shapiro today, and he said with all this, I don't mean to talk about this, the corona stuff,
yeah,
that the number of, like, if they do what they say they're going to do, if you rate the money, again, if you're ranking money for a person, you know what I mean? How many people the restrictions saved? He said it ends up being that you paid like $40 million per person that you saved. You know, and I remember thinking, boy, given the option, I might take the money and die, you know?
For your family.
For my family. Yeah.
I would.
You know, so I know that's pretty harsh to think about, but hey.
$40 million is a lot of money.
$40 million is a lot of money. Yeah. You can do a lot of good things with $40
million. I think my wife would sign off on it.
Now, I wouldn't do it. If it was 100% chance that would kill me, I wouldn't do it for $50
million. $100
million. Now we're talking. I just think there's something wrong about that. You know what I mean? So, like, I think there's something, like, morally wrong about, like, the 100% chance. But the flip of a coin thing?
Yeah.
For $50 million, you know. Now, my family would not be okay with it. I don't think that they would say...
What if you were 70 years
old?
Well,
the middle one, she'd probably be cool with it. Like, how much money did I get?
Can I get my own Xbox?
Yeah, right. Like, what are we talking about? But, you know, the 50,
what if you're
50
70
chance.
Years old? Like, the kids are grown. The kids are 50.
Well, I'm 70?
You're 70.
I might invite it. Like, I might be like, hey.
You're writing Bill Gates a letter. Yeah. Hey, you want to pay me money to, you know.
Yeah. You think Bill Gates has, like, some sort of, like, fight club or something? Or, you know, he's got some sort of, like, entertainment. And he probably hunts humans or something.
Yes, without a doubt.
Yeah, definitely. Well.
That's my first thing. Murder hornets.
The murder hornet.
Yeah.
I don't know what you said, but when you said that, I was thinking about serial killer. We said it's a serial killer ant. So my wife and I have been watching The Mentalist, which is like a 10-year-old show. Yeah. Like, literally, we're in season 6 or 7 and people just started getting smartphones. So that's the timeline that we're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, beginning it was all flip phones and stuff. And there is this running theme from, you know, throughout the first 6 seasons of this serial killer named Red John. Mm. And it's like, who's Red John? Is he somebody we know? You know what I mean? And, you know, the Mentalist has like a vendetta against him, all of this stuff. And I want to talk about it to people because I'm like, I want to know what your theories are. But like, there's nobody to talk about it to. And
either
like,
they've seen the whole thing or they haven't seen it at all.
And I can't even like pull up Google and see what like theories are because it's already been over. Right. If it was happening in real time, I'd want to read fan theories because I have some ideas.
Right.
But it's quite a predicament that I found myself in. So, I mean, I thought about like just
what season are you in?
I'm in season 6 of 7.
I was going to say we could try catch up with you.
Well,
that's a lot of TV.
We're at a pretty good clip right now. I'm not going to lie. But
Harrison and I just finished Into the Badlands.
Yeah.
3 seasons. It's pretty good.
Well, this Mentalist is good. I like it. It's like 20 to 22 episodes a season. It's not the greatest thing ever, you know, but it's a murder mystery. The main character's pretty good. The side actors, supporting actors are fine. They're fine. It's Star Trek level acting on their part. But the main guy's pretty
good. Like red shirts?
Yeah. But the main guy's pretty good, and there's some funny parts, and it's interesting to think about. It's you know, it's well done.
What's your second thing?
I haven't even said my first thing, Jason.
What? You've said so many things.
Well, that could be my first
thing. Okay, what's your first thing?
Well, I have a lot of things, maybe. We'll call The Mentalist my first thing.
Okay.
And my second thing is that we were driving today, and my son is 16 years old. And he actually probably would have his driver's license by now, but with all of this stuff, it shut everything down. But so we're getting him as much driving time as possible. We're going to Columbus today, so I decide, you know, hey, why don't you drive? And, you know, Columbus from here,
it's not bad.
45 minutes to an hour, depending on you know, where you need to go and how fast you're going. Well, apparently the gas light was on, like, when we left the house, you know.
And I see where this is going.
And I didn't know
that.
And sitting in the passenger seat, I can see the speed limit. So, a common question that I ask is, what's the speed limit?
Right.
And he'll be like, it's 45. So, how fast are we going? I was going down a hill. Like, that's not, a cop can still pull you over, you know. But, so I see that.
Right.
I can watch that. And then all of a sudden we're driving. And he starts to slow down. I'm like, everything okay? He's like, car's not going. It's not going anywhere. I'm like, what do you mean it's not going anywhere? He's like, I'm pressing the gas, but it's not going anywhere. I was like, pull over. And I was like, and then I veer my head over to see maybe the engine
flashing
got
red light.
And I was like, you're out of gas. He's like, I didn't know. I'm like, the light was on. So anyway.
That's
so
a good lesson.
We ran out of gas. And that, I've not run out of gas in a long time.
Yeah.
But. It's an annoyance, you know, but thankfully we're less than a mile away from a gas station. And so I'm walking to the gas station and, thankfully a cop, pulled over, saw the car there, asked if, you know, everything was okay. So my husband's going to get gas and, that's not what Levi said. That's what Erica said. And, you know, so he drove, picked me up, got in his car, went to the gas station. I bought a gas can and the only gas cans they had. There's two annoying things about this gas can.
Yeah.
First of all, inside of it is some sort of like filter thing.
Right.
So that when I put the thing in to fill it up, like the moment I press it, it starts to overflow.
Right.
Because it can't. I'm like, what is the point here? Like, how are you supposed to put gas in this thing? So first of all, like I'm like.
Do you take the filter out, then fill it up?
I tried. It wouldn't come out. Me and the cop. We both tried.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, you know, he's a cop, you know. So
he knows things.
He knows things. And so he's like, this is annoying. I'm like, yeah, I know it is annoying. And so, So that took forever, and I'm like clicking it, and then it overflows and overflows. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then it's got that thing that gas cans do now.
The safety.
Yeah, where you have to like push it in, but that doesn't work.
No.
It's never worked.
No.
And so basically I end up like what is supposed to be a safety mechanism because some institution somewhere, some idiot, some engineer.
Collection of idiots.
Yes. Decided that somebody that's never, ever put gas into a gas can and emptied it out. Right? Like he has somebody drive him everywhere.
Right.
Like he's never done anything like that before.
Right.
Sitting at a computer and created this perfect, design of this
airflow and valves.
It's supposed to make
filters
easier for me. And it just does nothing. By the end, I'm covered in gasoline.
Yeah.
Like this is not safer. This is way, way less.
Good thing
safe.
You weren't smoking.
Yeah. It is a good thing I wasn't smoking. So I easily could have been. So it was really annoying. And you do that thing where you kind of, I'm around police officers every once in a while, but there is a bit of a, I get a little nervous sometimes, not because I think I'm like got something to hide, but like, he's helping me. I'm like, you could be spending your time doing other things. Thanks. I appreciate it. No, it's okay. And he's being super helpful. And I'm like, trying to go, it's okay. I'm so sorry about this. So sorry about this. Thank you so much. Thank you. And so the whole situation was just super.
Can I buy
awkward.
You a donut?
Oh yeah. They love that. They love that.
You want a donut and coffee?
Yeah. I mean, you put me in the back seat, I will say the back seat of cop cars were not made with comfort in mind. Mm. It was just a hard plastic chair. It was surrounded by metal. I felt like, and there are bars and stuff all around me, He's like, sit in the back.
Can I sit up front?
Yeah.
Did you ask?
I've done it before. No, I didn't ask. But he was helping me, And he's like, don't worry, nobody sat back there. I'm like, I don't even know what that means.
What do you mean nobody sat back here? Are you a real cop?
Wait a minute. So it was super annoying, and I just...
Did you get your cell phone out and, like, I need help?
I should have. But I just... can we just let the whoever's making gas cans know? Just go back to the original...
The red can with a yellow spout.
The metal can that's, like, circular
flat
on the bottom.
Yeah.
Right? With the spout that's just got the cap that... You know, that you take
maybe
off.
Not even a cap.
I don't need the cap.
No.
Well, the cap is good because then it evaporates.
I like a Ziploc bag with a rubber band.
That's good, too.
Because then you know it's there.
Yeah, that would be better than what
Yes. Honestly, a Ziploc bag, a rubber band, screwed on there.
Yeah.
It's not going anywhere.
So I got this stupid gas can that I'm never
really
going to use.
But I sell it in a yard sale.
Yeah, I guess I'll sell it in a yard sale. I needed it in the moment,
I bet you could get on Amazon and get gas cans from China. That are like the old school.
I'm guessing I could go to like a tractor supply store and
maybe
find something better.
Are they standardized?
No, I'll bet it's, bet there are.
I saw someone, it was on YouTube or something. They try to fill a Walmart bag with gasoline.
Oh, yeah?
And then cut the tip and put it in their
car. How did that work?
Not good. But they didn't have a gas can. It probably worked just as good as a new gas
probably,
can.
Yeah, they probably got less gas everywhere than I did.
Yeah.
So. Anyway, that was annoying, but we made it through. So there it is.
I have second thing.
Okay.
Do you know what today is? May 6th.
Yes, it is.
National what day?
Seso de Mayo.
National Beverage Day.
Beverage Day?
Yes.
That's not a thing.
It is a thing. Look it up.
Okay.
Mount Rushmore of beverages.
All right. Now this feels like we may have done this before, but it's worth doing.
Well, it's National Beverage Day. Coffee.
We're not going to do it today when we're going to do it. Water.
Coffee and water.
Coffee. And this is when it gets sticky.
Juice?
Because of the stickiness?
Milk?
Well, okay. So let's back up. Boop. Back it up. Okay.
Water's number one.
Water's
your George
one.
Washington.
Now I know. I know that you and I want coffee.
Yes.
On the list. But I also know that you and I love Martin Van Buren, but recognize that he's not on Mount Rushmore for a reason.
Yeah.
Is he my favorite president? Yes.
Come
Does he belong on Mount Rushmore?
Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
And I'm okay. I can live in a world. Like, is Barry Larkin my favorite shortstop?
Yeah.
Is he the greatest shortstop of
Probably
all time?
Probably not.
All right. So we want coffee on the list.
Now,
I'm willing. It's on the table. Okay, water belongs.
Water's
There's
the slam
no doubt
dunk,
about that.
Right?
But I would say, if we're talking Mount Rushmore of beverages,
yes,
and this is a worldwide in the history of people drinking stuff.
Okay.
Tea is like the number two.
You think so?
Yes. Tea is everywhere.
Because it's worldwide.
Yes.
In America, coffee's far more prevalent than tea.
You can make tea out of pine needles. You can make it out of all sorts of different plants and stuff. Like, tea is a very versatile drink that people drink all over. You could drink it hot. You can drink it cold. You can have it sweet. You can have it unsweet. There are lots of different ways to drink tea. And it is by far, it's got to be by far the most common
drink apart from water.
Other than water, the most common drink in the world. Wouldn't
you're probably
you
right.
And, you know, I like a good tea. Don't get me wrong, but
tea's okay.
It's no better than coffee.
I prefer coffee.
Yeah. Every time I drink tea, I've been a couple times in my life, I'm a big fan of C.S. Lewis. There's probably a C.S. Lewis book somewhere here. Yep, right there. But he's got this quote where he says, "You can't get a cup of tea big enough for me or a book long enough." And I know that he was like, they say he was a voracious tea drinker. He was always drinking tea.
Yeah.
And I want to be like C.S. Lewis.
Yeah.
So I've tried a few times to drink tea. And I was like, this month, I'm going to get into it, you know? And every time I drink tea, when I find myself drinking one and kind of like, oh, I like this one. The reason I like it is because it kind of feels like drinking coffee. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, now I just want coffee.
Yeah.
It just has never
been. I just prefer coffee.
I've tried. I really have. And I like a tea every once in a while.
I went through a phase about a year ago where I did tea almost every night with lemon and lime. Mm-hmm. It was a hot tea with lemon and lime. Mm-hmm. And I did it because I was...
It's a good nighttime drink.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was great.
Where coffee is not a good nighttime
drink. No.
I still do it.
What other choice do we have?
None. No choice.
Water.
Water, tea. Now, I would say, historically speaking, I would say wine.
I was going to say...
People have been making wine for a long time.
Yeah, I was going to say wine or beer.
But the thing about wine is... I think it's been around longer. There's no doubt about that. And the thing that makes it so prevalent is the fact that it is, it keeps, right?
Yeah, it holds.
Yeah.
And it's sanitary. It doesn't go bad.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
It's sterile.
Right.
It doesn't have to be.
Through the dark ages, through the plague, wine was a life, and beer was a life-saving drink.
Right, more because you couldn't trust the water.
That's right.
Now, tea was too, actually.
If you boiled it.
If you boiled it. So,
okay, I'm good with that. So water, tea, wine.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have one more. I think milk considered.
Whoa.
What do babies drink?
Jason, as far as I know,
babies
drink milk.
Coffee. My baby drink coffee.
I think it's got to be milk.
I think it has to be milk.
Yeah.
Because all animals drink it, at some point,
and it's versatile. You can
do different things with it. Yeah,
cereal,
chocolate milk.
You make cake.
Yeah,
you know,
cake.
I mean,
come on, cake, ice cream.
Listen, no milk, no birthdays.
Ice cream. Come on.
So yeah, and milk is, and it's really different than all of those other things.
That's true.
You know what I mean? It's not water based.
No.
Well, I don't know. In a way, it is, I guess. But it's different than all
it
of those
is different.
Other things.
Yeah. It's milk.
I feel like this is a slam dunk. This is easy. I mean, are there any other mouthwash?
Lemonade. Apple juice.
Fruit punch.
Sunny D.
Kool-Aid.
Stella was drinking Sunny D the other day.
Really?
Do you like Sunny D?
It's really sugary.
Sugar.
It's more sugar.
Orange sugar juice. Sunny D is to orange juice as Yoo-Hoo is to chocolate milk. Right?
Yeah.
It's like the people that like it, they're like, oh yeah, it's like chocolate milk. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's Yoo-Hoo. And Sunny D is not orange juice. I love a cup of orange juice.
Yeah.
Give me a cup of orange juice.
Right.
All day. I like it on ice if I can get it, and I like it with pulp.
Yeah,
and I want to be eating some sort of salty breakfast meat with it, if possible. That's the ideal situation.
Yes.
But Sunny D, no, I never drink Sunny D.
Water,
tea,
wine,
Milk.
Slam dunk.
There it is.
What is your third thing?
I don't even know anymore. I would say my third thing is, so today's May 6th,
yeah,
which is 2 days before.
2 days after May the 4th. Be with you.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Not two days before the 8th.
Yeah, May 8th.
Yeah.
No, it's May the 4th.
Yeah.
Which is our sister's birthday.
It is. Did you call or text her?
I texted her.
What time?
Early in the morning.
I did at 9 o'clock at night.
Oh,
I forgot.
I beat you.
I fell asleep. I got home after work. I planned on doing it. Mm-hmm. Fell asleep. Totally forgot. So I did it before bed.
GIF or just a text?
I started off with a text.
Then a GIF?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I just did a text.
Yeah.
I didn't want to make it.
My favorite is the dancing zebra.
Yeah.
That says
that's a good
birthday.
One. Yeah. There's a Jim Carrey one that's pretty good where he's like doing, I don't know, something and it says happy
birthday. Well, I also do this frequently. So this is a little secret I have.
Okay.
On Facebook.
It tells you when people's birthdays.
Tells you when people's birthdays are.
You text them instead of Facebook.
I text them instead of Facebook.
I know.
But I go one step further.
Uh-oh.
I get a post-it note.
Mm-hmm.
I write happy birthday on it.
Mm.
I take a selfie with it.
Super personal.
Super personal. Mm. Super personal.
Yeah.
I'm acknowledging it's their birthday sent directly to their text.
Yeah. But it's they know that you found out because of Facebook.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I just keep very good records.
I don't think. Nobody thinks that about you. May the 4th is our sister's birthday, but it's also National Star Wars Day.
Yes, May the 4th be with you.
And the newest Star Wars movie just dropped on Disney Plus.
Yes.
So there's that. I was thinking that you and I would make, I don't know, we could do two each. We could agree on four because it's May the 4th. If we could only make, if we had the power to go back in time and make four changes to Star Wars.
Okay.
You know,
yeah.
What would those four changes be?
I could make four changes to every movie.
Well, I know, but these are like big, I mean, changes that actually change the arc of the entire thing.
Okay.
Like, for instance.
Well,
my.
Yeah.
For instance.
But
Shut up.
But
Stella, mute his microphone. For instance, my first suggestion would be replace Hayden Christensen with Leonardo DiCaprio, which was a big rumor at the time.
Yeah.
Now, at the time, I remember it was like, people said DiCaprio. I was like, the kid from Growing Pains? Titanic? No, I don't want that guy. That guy's...
Yeah.
But turns out he's a pretty good actor.
He is.
Yeah. Hindsight, should have been him. Hayden Christensen is a garbage fire. Like,
I don't like sand. It's hard.
He is.
It's cold.
Awful.
Gets everywhere.
Don't say that, Master. I mean, he's so bad. He's so bad.
Yeah.
He's really bad.
Not great.
He's awful. So, for me, the prequels, like, and I like the prequels. I'm not, like, a hater of the prequels.
Yeah.
I don't think they're as good
as
some other things.
Yeah.
But I'm not a huge hater of them. But I think they, you put Ewan McGregor and DiCaprio beside each other,
it changes things.
It changes everything.
So I think...
So that would be my first change.
I think eliminating Jar Jar Binks.
Oh, wow. You want to... So you're back to the change in the prequels.
Yeah, because I think it changes all three of them. Now, the third one, less. He becomes less and less relevant.
Yeah.
The first one, he was super relevant.
Yeah.
But I think what happened was when they gave us Jar Jar Binks in episode one, I think so many people looked at the prequels as a letdown.
Yeah, they're like, egad!
What's a yissa saying? Demanded by the gods, it is.
Husa.
Husa or yissa?
Yissa.
Misa Jar Jar Binks. Demanded by the gods, it is.
It's so bad.
It's really bad.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Wait,
the most safest place would be Gunga City. It is a hidden city. It's so, where I grew up.
So bad. Do you replace him? Like,
well,
know, like,
so if they made him less goofy and more like the other Gungans... You know,
no, the Gungans, just in general. Like,
I don't mind the Gungans.
Nah.
I don't like, you know, Husa.
Yeah, that's no good.
I don't mind that guy.
No, that's no good. I think, yeah, they look a little, it's a little
like
too
a toad,
much.
Toad people.
Yeah, I just think you make him a little bit more serious.
Yeah.
You know, I know they wanted comedy relief.
It was bad.
But it just didn't work.
No.
You know?
Did you know Greedo, Hotshot,
yeah,
was in episode one? He was one of the little kids running around with Anakin.
We don't...
No, confirmed.
By?
George Lucas.
I don't think so.
It's true.
I don't think so.
It's true. We'll talk about it later. I think Jar Jar Binks, I think what
now
happened
this
was,
is pod racing. That kid, he's no good either.
He was in Shazam, or what's the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Jingle All the Way?
Yeah, they were looking for
Turbo Man. That movie.
It's a classic.
It
belongs to the Mount Rushmore of Christmas movies.
Holds up more than you would think. It's as good as it ever was. Say that.
If Jar Jar was either eliminated or drastically changed, I think the whole trajectory of the prequels would have been different. I mean, I think people's image of them would have been better.
Agreed.
Okay.
Agreed.
So,
I mean, that's
two prequels.
We're making two changes right off the top
to
the prequels. But, you know, so...
It's huge.
I mean, I could... there's another...
In
there's
the prequel?
Actually two more prequel changes that I would make.
Okay.
But... First of all, don't kill Darth Maul. That's a major mistake.
Oh, absolutely. Right.
Darth Maul is super cool.
He could have been an ongoing bad guy for
years.
He
should have been killed at the... I think he should have been killed in the, like, halfway through... Episode 3.
Yeah.
Because you have to have the build up to the, you know, Anakin, Obi-Wan Kenobi fight.
Grievous was a great bad guy in episode 2.
Grievous, I'm fine with you. I'm not like the biggest fan of Grievous. I just think that should have been... The Darth Maul character is so cool.
He was very cool.
Why you kill him right there? I mean, have a fight and maybe have him injured to where he loses an arm or a leg or something and, you know, whatever. But don't eliminate him.
Yeah.
I would definitely do that. But I don't know that this belongs...
Okay, that's fine.
You know, I
like Darth Maul.
My next change that I would make.
Yeah.
So if with the ones that we're definitely doing is DiCaprio and no Jar Jar.
That's fine.
Replace him with somebody better. Is give JJ
all three. Yeah.
I think it improves the last one. You know, it definitely improves the second one.
Oh,
The Force Awakens was really good.
I liked it a lot.
Yeah, and it's even hard for me. As much as I liked it, and I did, I loved it. I mean, I think it. It was like immediately a top four Star Wars movie, I think.
Yeah.
But now it's hard for me to rank it that high.
Because the last three are all convoluted.
Yeah, it's just, you know. So first of all, give JJ all three. That would be my thing. And I think it makes those final three a lot better.
Right.
So that would be my next suggestion is give JJ all three. Would you make another change?
So if you give JJ all three, do you have to kill... I think the order in which they killed Han and Leia should have been flipped. Kill Leia in the first one.
Well, yeah.
And keep Han alive.
Yeah, but that wasn't up to them. I think they had kept Han alive, but it's my understanding that Harrison Ford was like, I don't want to do this movie, but the only way I'll do it is
just
if you
kill me now.
Like, I can't kill me now.
Kill me now.
He apparently wanted to be killed in...
Return of the Jedi.
Empire Strikes Back.
Oh,
like,
really?
When he gets put in the...
the chamber?
Like, that's when he thought... He was like, this is when you should kill me, you know, and get rid of this character. But...
he was too busy making Indiana Jones.
And...
Everything else.
The other movies that he made. So I think, yes, I agree that I'd rather see Han Solo throughout all of those movies. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
He doesn't even have to be a main character. Just have him jump
around
in every once in a while. And kill Leia first. She's no good, by the way, like actress-wise.
No.
And, you know, I don't like to speak ill of the dead, but, you know, I'm not trying to criticize her.
Yeah.
But, you know, but she's just, nobody could say she's as Harrison Ford.
No, and I think the right move is Ben kills his mom.
Yes.
Then Han Solo gets upset, and that kind of adds a little different dynamic. Mm-hmm. It's not, you see a lot of father-son drama, you know, Luke and Vader and all this other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I think a mom and son drama could have been different.
Yeah.
It would have added a twist to it. And you could have kept Han Solo around.
Right. So who knows what JJ would have done. But either way.
Honestly, the original three, I don't know if there's any changes I would make. I'm not a huge Ewok fan, but it was fine.
I like them.
Yeah.
I like the Ewoks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't. There's not one glaring change that I would make.
No, what's really weird is I've been watching a lot of Return of the Jedi. Like,
sure.
Every night.
You do that.
I do that. I get stuck on a movie
for
6 months at a time.
Mm-hmm.
The sequence of events that leads in the very beginning when they're trying to free or trade for Han Solo's body.
Mm-hmm.
First, he sends in. Well, first of all, Lando's undercover.
Yeah.
Somehow he's in there.
Yeah.
Then they decide to send R2 D2 and C3PO.
Ah, to de Toa. Which is like, what language is this?
It's Huttese.
Is two or is two Toa? You know what I mean?
It's
both.
It's okay. A male, female. It's like Mexican, Spanish.
Continue. So then they send in the droids.
Uh-huh. No deal. So they're a gift to Jabba.
Right.
Then they send in Leia, you know, undercover in the thing. Then they send in Luke, who gets captured right away.
Yes.
It's like their attack plan could have been laid out a little bit better. Well, I feel like it was just a bunch of layers of, like, that didn't work. That didn't work.
Do you think they're...
One mass attack.
I feel like they're doing this, though, independently. You know, like, I don't know that, like, there was, like, somebody pulling the strings there.
Well, Luke sent the droids.
Yes, he sent the droids. He knew they were going to be captured.
And you don't think Luke and Leia talked at some point?
I don't know. I think Leia's her own person. She does what she wants. Who are you? Someone who loves you very much. There's some cheesy lines.
There is.
But I like cheesy lines.
Yeah, cheesy's fine.
So what are the four changes that we're making?
Jar Jar.
Yeah.
Hayden Christensen.
Yeah.
Swip. Flop the death scenes of Leia and Han.
Yeah.
And give JJ all three.
The Leia and Han feels very small. Like, for being able, it feels like we can come up with a better change than that.
I don't know. I love
I'd
that
rather
change.
Have Darth Maul throughout all three movies than switch that. Like, if you told me I could only have one of those things, I mean, I like the switch, but if I can only have Darth Maul.
I just can't stand Leia floating through space.
Well, yeah, that still doesn't have to happen. But I don't think JJ does that. See what I'm saying? So, like, if JJ is in charge of that movie, I think he doesn't do those things.
Okay. That's fine. That's fine. I'll give JJ the final three.
So, don't kill Darth Maul.
Keep Darth Maul alive.
Yeah.
He could have been the Emperor's apprentice for all three movies.
Yeah.
And then you swap Anakin
I know he's supposed to still be alive and he was in Han Solo. That's dumb. Listen. You get sliced in half and you fall down a shaft.
Well, we don't know what his anatomy is.
You're dead.
All of his internal organs could be from here up.
I don't care. That's a death scene if I've ever seen one. Okay. There are some ways that people die in movies that leaves the door open. Okay. They say, well, maybe they're not dead. Yeah, we don't know. You know, you get sliced in half and you fall down an endless shaft. You're dead.
Maybe he's an android.
He's not an android. He's from this planet. And I don't know, my kids know because Clone Wars, but he's from a specific planet. I guess that when...
You want to get Levi in here and ask him?
He's busy. So I guess when you... I guess that part of getting a limb cut off with a lightsaber is there's the benefit of it like automatically solders the wounds.
Yes.
I guess that's like a thing.
Yeah.
So you don't really like bleed out in that same way.
Well, he could have been sawed in half. Soldered everything up.
There'd have to be somebody down there like ready to catch him. You know what I mean? Like,
no, just, not necessarily.
Wait, he just falls like, and then he just like crawls back and then like
you don't know it has
himself.
A hard bottom,
huh?
Maybe there's an anti-gravity and he floats.
And then what? How does he attach
swims
himself?
Out.
He like sews himself back together.
Well, I think I don't know because I don't know the Star Wars world that much.
Uh-huh.
But I think he has like a robot bottom. When he comes back.
I see, when he comes back.
Yeah.
He's just the top.
Well, Darth Vader is like half robot.
Okay. If you say so.
I think so, because I think the
Emperor... All I know is that when I first saw him and he had like the bow lightsaber thing, I was like, what the heck? This is sweet.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Very cool. Mm-hmm. And the red and the black.
He's an awesome bad guy. All right. So may the Fourth be with you. You know, pull your loved ones together during this time. Watch all of the Star Wars movies together.
Yeah.
And my wife recently did a 2,000-piece puzzle.
Mm.
And I kind of helped her, but not really. But during it...
You found the four corners.
I found the four corners.
Your job is done.
Yeah. Got it. And hey, call me when you need somebody to put in the last piece. but it took her so long, I literally watched every Star Wars movie while she did it.
24 hours?
It's a lot. Yeah, it wasn't. It took her
counting Rogue One during Christmas and vacation, Solo.
So it took a
like
period.
All of them.
It was a few days, and whenever she did it, I just sat down with her and watched Star Wars, and I watched every Star Wars movie. Yes, including I guess not the newest one because it wasn't out yet. But yeah,
Rogue One,
all of that. It was pretty. It was interesting to watch them all so close together.
Did you know on
the prequels more? Oh,
my Netflix suggestion. I need to wait.
Wait, just wait.
My third and final thing.
Yeah.
So we have a brand new producer. My daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Last week we did a tag team story.
Yes.
I would like to do a tag team version of A through Z.
Okay.
Places.
All right.
Now, it could be a city. It can be a state. An A, B, C, D, that
like,
type of
can
thing.
Can it be a place like Walmart?
Yeah. It could be anything you want. A place. A place that you place. Can go.
Okay. Oh, man.
This Are you ready?
Hard. All right.
Do you want to start or do you want me to?
You start.
Okay, ready? Arizona.
Bermuda Triangle.
Costa Rica.
Denver.
England.
France.
Germany.
What's the next letter?
H.
Holland.
Ireland.
Jamaica.
Kokomo.
Los Angeles.
Minnesota.
New England.
Ontario.
The Pacific Ocean.
Quebec.
R. Rio Grande. S.
S.
This should be an
Steubenville.
Easy one. Steubenville. Really?
Steubenville, Ohio.
Okay. T. Toronto.
U. Universal Studios.
Okay. V. Virgin Islands.
West Virginia.
X. Oh, I ended up with X. Xavier College.
Okay. X. Y.
Yeah.
Yosemite Park.
Zambia.
See? That's good.
Did you stay on top of us the whole time?
We were pretty slow.
You know what, Stella? Harrison is ready to do this at any moment.
Yeah.
You know? So you want to keep on getting Arby's every week, you'll keep your mouth shut. So that's all of our things.
Yeah.
Because I said three things and you said three things. So now we have the Netflix suggestion of the week.
Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Netflix, Netflix, watch these shows with us. Netflix, Netflix, or maybe Hulu Plus. Or maybe Amazon Prime or something like that, like YouTube. We don't want to put a box around what you watch, so you never know.
All right, Jason, what is your Netflix suggestion of the week?
My Netflix suggestion of the week is on Disney Plus.
Okay.
Mandalorian has a behind-the-scenes documentary.
I haven't seen it, but I saw that it was on there.
I watched half of it with Harrison, and then it was like midnight, and I was tired.
Sure.
Had to go to bed.
Sure.
Excellent.
Yeah.
They interview all the directors. They go through the mind of all these...
Do you get any like insight into where they might be going?
Well, I didn't get that far.
Okay.
I got insight into what they were thinking during each.
Each
episode was directed by somebody different.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Because I think it feels
fresh.
It has its own feel.
It definitely has that sense. The Mandalorian might be my favorite Star Wars thing.
I agree. I love it.
It's really good.
Yeah.
I was a little, like, I was excited about it, but I was a little, like, apprehensive.
George Lucas was heavily involved.
He was.
Yeah.
Yeah, going into it, I was a little, I don't know, but it does all of the things that I want Star Wars to do.
It captures everything.
And I was like, am I going to like something that's not about a Jedi?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just thought, I don't know that this is going to work, but it works.
It's perfect.
It's really good.
Yeah.
Well, because I want to know, the big, I think, there's a few cliffhangers, like where you don't know what the answer is.
Yeah.
But the feat at the end of that one episode on Tatooine, that's got to be Boba Fett. The more I think about it, because I watched a YouTube video of that right next to Boba Fett walking in one of the original movies, and it's like the exact same jangle sound. Like, it's the exact same sound.
So he's hunting down the child?
Maybe, but he's on Tatooine because that's where he dies. That's where he falls in the Rancor pit.
Yeah.
You know, and that's where that happens. So now he just, maybe he's like, I'm out of the game now. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to, like, you know, they think I'm dead, so I'm just going to live the rest of my life on Tatooine. And now he gets pulled back in. He's a Mandalorian. You know, I just think that there's a lot there.
Well, I think he crawled out of the pit for sure.
Come on, what are we talking about? It's it takes 1,000 years for that thing to digest you. Yeah. You know, so he's
and
like,
he has like a jetpack. He could fly out.
Yeah, definitely. It was a very anticlimactic way for him to die. So anyway, the Disney Plus Mandalorian documentary.
Back to special, yeah.
You highly recommend it.
Very good.
Okay, that's good. My Netflix suggestion of the week can be found on Netflix.
Hmm.
Yeah. There is a stand-up special. It's an old one. It's from Kevin James from King of Queens. It's called, I think it's called Kevin James Sweat the Small Stuff.
I've seen it, yeah. It's great.
I think...
Is it the jet ski one?
Yeah,
and the phone number.
And when he's trying to get in the car with his girlfriend, and he's doing the popcorn stuck in his tooth, the cards, the looking for a card, in the card
reading
store.
It. Yeah,
there are so many. It's been a few years since I've watched this, but I remember watching it originally and like crying.
Tears.
I was laughing so hard, like my stomach hurt. Yeah. It's really, really, really
good. Great.
And I haven't seen it in a while.
Yeah.
But I think pretty family appropriate. Like I don't think he's not really, you know, a dirty comedian.
No.
Works pretty clean, which I like. So
I love the jet ski.
Yeah.
You know.
He's
cuz everybody has their own and he has
that,
to go rent
that,
one.
The whole thing when he's like floating in the water and he's going like this. Like that's such a good visual. You know what I mean? It's really funny.
Yeah, it's pretty great. And the phone number 14. I've already wrote the 4.
Yeah. It's really good.
It is great.
I got to go back and watch it. I just saw that it was on there.
Jerry has a new one on
Netflix.
Yeah, I know.
Netflix, Seinfeld's got a new one. And that's why I saw it, because I was like, the moment I wasn't able to watch it, but I was like, put it on my list.
Right.
And then it gave me like a list of other stuff or something like that. And that was on there. I was like, oh, I didn't know that was on there, because it's really funny.
It is.
So I can't suggest the Seinfeld one.
I saw it
one.
Like 6 months ago.
Okay.
The Kevin James one.
Yeah, it's old. It's like pre-King of Queens, I think.
Yeah.
But very funny.
The Jerry one, I just saw the preview.
Yeah.
I love Jerry
Seinfeld.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
Talk for 30 minutes about anything or nothing. I'm going to watch.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'll listen. Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
It's the cadence of his voice.
Yeah. I'd watch him eat cereal for 30 minutes.
What are we doing?
Yeah. What's the deal with the cereal?
Why do we use a spoon?
Yeah, right. I love Seinfeld.
Why is the spoon this size?
He's a genius.
It could be big. It could be little.
Yeah.
It's a spoon.
Everything gets broken apart. It's just, he's so good. And he's clean.
Yeah.
See, here's my thing about comedy. It's got to be funny.
Yeah.
Number one. That's
if it's not funny, is it comedy?
For me, that's a big part of comedy. It's got to be funny.
It's got to be funny.
Two, dirty comics, like sexually explicit, a lot of cussing, stuff like that, are lazy. I just think it's lazy.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing about comedy is you have to catch somebody off guard. It's like you...
Well, that'd be the ultimate way to catch someone off guard.
What?
If a clean comedian drops something like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Would that be funny?
Yeah, but it would also be lazy because it wouldn't, you know, I mean, there are better ways to do it. Like,
I think both of us are into storytelling, right? It's like there's a progression.
Yeah.
And you're walking somebody through a series of thoughts.
Yeah.
Or a series of activities or memories or events in your life.
Uh-huh.
And as ridiculous as it sounds like, you and I both have some crazy stories from our childhood or just lives in general.
Mm-hmm.
And the best is when you can walk someone down that road and then pull the trigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's the, because you're locked into
it. Or a jokey, like there was a guy named Steven. Oh, man.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, he's a real dry guy.
Yeah.
He was a storyteller. He would just tell one line after
another.
One
line, yeah.
And, like, I remember he was like, recently bought a map. It was life-sized. Like, just, and his just delivery is just.
That's okay. To me, I can do, like, 10, 15 minutes of that, then I'm done.
Yeah, but, like one of them is not funny, but it's like there's something about, like, him just hitting you with, like, one after another.
Yeah.
That like really catches me off guard. But it doesn't have to be dirty. This is what I'm saying.
I agree.
And I think it's, And I think, you know, whatever, free, they want their rights to say whatever they want to say. I think it's lazy. That's what I think.
Yeah.
And that's why I like Seinfeld, Brian Regan, Jim Gaffigan, Kevin James. Nate Bargatze is another really good one. I highly recommend him. So anyway, Kevin James, Sweat the Small Stuff is my Netflix suggestion of the week. And Jason, that's a show, you know?
It is.
So
do you like this setup?
I like it. We're just going to keep everything set up?
Yeah, we're not going to move a thing.
Yeah, we're not moving any of this, right? It took us a long time to get it set up. So
it takes longer to set up and tear down than it does to do the show.
That ain't no joke.
That's for real.
Yeah. Who knew?
Well, I'm hoping that we can possibly get a space to kind of leave it up.
I'm working on some stuff.
Yeah.
I got some deals. I got
You're a mover or shaker?
I'm moving and shaking.
Yeah.
You know, like when I brush my teeth.
Lots of jiggling.
I think that's a joke from the Kevin James stand-up. He's like, fitness is all about goals. Me personally, my goal is that I don't jiggle when I brush my teeth.
That's a good goal.
That's a good goal.
I tell you, I've been bad.
Yeah, I know. I've actually walked over the last, by Thursday, what is today? Wednesday? By tomorrow.
Yeah.
Over the last 14 days, I'm averaging 10,000 steps a day.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. I have to actually walk when we're done here tonight. So I'm going to be walking in the dark late at night.
Do you have a treadmill?
No, I don't have a treadmill. But if I did, that'd be fabulous. I just put a TV on the wall, put it in front of the treadmill, walk all day. I'll walk all day. 10,000 steps a day. So, but it's here's the problem.
Two hours?
When I'm walking, no, it's hour and a half.
So when
if I'm on purpose walking. I have an app that is like an Under Armour walking app, and it tells me my time. Like at every mile, it says, you know, how long that was. And so, shockingly slow. Yeah.
Do you know there's a little path? I was walking my dog the other day.
Yes, I know the path, Jason. Yeah, I know.
To the university?
I know the path.
I didn't. I just found the path out.
All the time. I discovered that path.
No.
Okay. Nobody knew about that path before.
I knew about the path. I just figured.
Is it paved?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I feel like I discovered it.
It's a great path.
And that's a great show.
Yeah.
This is Dan signing off for Jason, reminding you to always keep your stick on the ice and never wear the blue sweats.
Sit, boo-boo, sit. Good dog.
I have spoken.